Director of International Relations of the Ministry of Regional Development from Czech Republic to inform on outcomes of rather interesting and popular international conference, strategic planning of affordable and sustainable housing in cities, which took place in Prague in 21st and 22nd June this year. Daniela, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Elena. Good morning to everybody. Next slide, please, Cecil. Definitely, the UN Geneva Charter is a basic main framework of our work. And among others, it's not so important as such, but it represents a contribution to the new urban agenda approved by the City Summit in 3 years ago and contribution to the 2030 agenda, SDG 11 mainly, but not only. Next slide, please. And what are the tools for the implementation of the Geneva Charter? Definitely, dialogues and knowledge transfers is essential. And it's done through conferences, workshops, seminars, training, lessons, etc., etc. And what are tangible outputs of the work under the umbrella of the UN Geneva Charter implementation? The tangible outputs are guidelines, recommendations, various studies, analysis published by the committee. Next slide, please. And one of the small piece of the huge amount of activities was the conference held in Prague in June. Main organizer was the Faculty of Architecture, and it was done in close cooperation, prepared in close cooperation with it, UNEC, namely the Secretariat. Next slide, please. The conference was aimed at affordability of housing and how to improve the affordability. And there were a lot of very interesting and inspirational discussions. For example, there are three examples. First one, sometimes it's hard to look for the right balance between the regulation, ideally better regulation, and distortion of the housing market. The Czech Republic has a lot of experience with over-distortion of the housing market due to strict regulation in the past, and in fact, this kind of strict regulation ended 7 years ago. Another problem, it's a contradictory nature of housing as such. On the one side, there is a necessity of private needs to have a roof over your heads, and on the other hand, there is a necessity to prepare a long-term strategies, long-term plans for long-term investment. And finally, final example, sustainability and affordability sometimes are in direct conflicts. Next slide, please. Small tastings from some very interesting presentation. The first one, Professor Martin Lux from the Czech Republic, from academia, from the academia sphere. He presented privatization trap, maybe not only Czech Republic, also some other countries from the Central or Eastern Europe knows that phenomenon, that sometimes when public rental housing is subsidized, sooner or later, there is a great demand from the tenants to buy it, to privatize it, and then de facto sometimes it's transformed into ownership kind of support. And paradox of decentralization, the Czech Republic has more than 6,000 municipalities, and some of them are very, very small villages, and for this financially weak municipalities, it's hard to build or maintain any kind of social housing or whatever. Next slide, please. Another example of interesting presentations, Professor Spiropoulos, who spoke yesterday. I have borrowed two of his slides. These two slides represent the shift from divided, functionally divided city into the mixed use kind of human settlements, from the city where there is a place for living, place for working, place for playing, and etc. And the symbol of such a city is an individual car. And the more sustainable cities are mixed use with function in a compact home and aimed at public transport, first of all. Next slide, please. Wojciech Korbel from Poland, also from the Academia University of Krakow, presented some data. I fully agree with Elena stresses, just has stresses the necessity of data. It's interesting, it's this table contains data on percentage of people living in overcrowded dwellings according to the methodology of the Eurostat. And then EU average is less than 16, but some Central European, Eastern European countries have over 40, like Poland, Hungary, Latvia, Romania. Therefore, it's definitely, this is a great issue for these countries in the sphere of housing policy. Next slide, please. Last example, a member of the City Council, Adam Zabramski, presented how many flats the city owns and what are the consequences, situation, the solution is, and this City Council wants to build new municipal housing construction. Next slide, please. And my final slide again contains some data. It's a housing prices increase in last 3 years. At the left, there are Russia, Greece, Italy, Brazil, Finland, Korea with very low, sometimes even decrease increase. And at the very right side, there are Iceland, Turkey, China, Hungary, Ireland, Czech Republic, Latvia. Therefore, it's a European issue, but not only European. Next slide, please. And to conclude, let me again stress the importance of conferences and workshops and other kinds of dialogues, because dialogues magnifies our word, according to this German author. Thank you.